So, and you might have noticed that we've read that scripture as the same scripture for the like 4,000th time, but we're kind of stuck there. I think the Holy Spirit's stuck. And what I was going to particularly talk about today, I'm going to talk about one side of this coin, but I'll talk about the other side tomorrow. Again, let me just remind you what the word vicarious means. Vicarious means in someone's place, doing something in their place and on their behalf. So doing something as them on their behalf. It's sort of a substitute thing. This is vicarious. And theologically, talk about, it's about the vicarious life of Christ, which includes the life that he lived, but also his death, resurrection, and ascension. And because he did all those things in your place and on your behalf, clothed in our humanity as us, then that's your history too. And not just your history, but your destiny. You know, Adam, you know, blew it. And Adam and Eve both blew it. And so Christ came. Remember how Christ identifies himself in 1 Corinthians 15. He said he was the second Adam or the second man. And so Adam represented all mankind. He was, in their sense, also living in their place and on their behalf. And when he fell, all of us fell in him. All humanity that was born after him were guilty of his failure. What he did, we're held responsible for. And we inherited his nature, the fallen nature, the tendency to sin, our flesh. So Christ, in reconciling us to God, that's the interesting thing, is that we didn't reconcile ourselves to God. Christ reconciled us to God. God came vicariously. This was the plan, that God would become a human and undo what Adam had done, the undoing of Adam. And so Christ came vicariously in your name, in your place, on your behalf, and though tempted in every way, just like us, he never sinned. He kept covenant. And in his life, he was reconciling us back to God, doing what Adam couldn't do, becoming the second man. And we were all in him. And then in his death, the reconciliation was completed because the person that we had become, who had broken every commandment, all the laws of God, that person had to go to the place of execution. And in Christ, he went in our place vicariously, died as us, in our place, on our behalf, to put to death the old man so that in him, the next day, a third day, 3 days later, we would rise up in him, the new man, in union with the new man, having his relationship with the Father, which we'll talk about a little bit tomorrow. That's an amazing plan that the Lord, that in his life and death and resurrection, he reconciled us back to God. Now, in 1 Timothy 2:5, it says that there is one mediator between God and man, and then it says, the man, Christ Jesus. Like the Holy Spirit's really important to him, that we understand that it's the incarnate Christ that is the mediator between God and man. This go-between between God and man that connects man with God is the man, Christ Jesus. And so becoming human, think about this, becoming human, and now our being joined to his humanity because he came vicariously in our place, on our behalf, becoming human, the life that we live now, Jesus has already lived on our behalf and in our place. Let me read this to you. Because as the mediator between God and man, he, in his humanity that we're now joined to, he mediates us to God. But he also, in his humanity, mediates God to us. Does that make sense? make it even makes more sense for a trust. And we'll probably, of course, do this on a Sunday morning at some point. I just think it's so important. But this is a familiar verse. We've quoted a lot lately, but just wanted to hear it. You hear it again, sort of explain better. In verse 33 of John 16, "These things I have spoken to you, so that in me you may have peace." He doesn't say, "I'm going to give you peace." He says, "Your peace is going to be in me." In other words, I'm going to be your peace. You're only going to find peace that passes understanding in me. So let me just remind, well, no, just a second. In the world, he said, you're going to have tribulation. How many of you can testify to that? How many of the people in the Carolinas can testify to that? How many of you in your own just stuff growing in your life? He says that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage. Be of good cheer, it says in the King James. I have overcome the world. So the life that Jesus lived, again, on earth, mediating God to us, this life that Jesus lived on earth, he lived in your name. He lived in your place and on your behalf. And he did it as an overcomer. He overcame everything. Whatever thing you're struggling with, is it the temptation? Is it the thoughts of anxiety because of uncertainty about certain things? Is it fear or worry? Is it resentment or insecurity? Whatever it is, Jesus, in his humanity, in my name, in my place, and on my behalf, faced all those things and overcame. And now, one with him, he gladly shares that life with us. So everything that you face, everything that you're facing now, he's already overcome. He's already done that for you. He's already done that in your place and on your behalf. And again, he will gladly now share that with you. That's the one that you're in union with. So understand that Jesus is your freedom. Jesus doesn't give you freedom. He is your freedom. And again, whatever you're facing, if it's anxiety about some situation or worry about one situation, Jesus has faced those worries. He has faced those anxieties in your place on your behalf and overcame. So that's why in him you can have peace, because that's the one that you're joined to. His vicarious humanity that was victorious, that's the humanity that you're joined to in resurrection life. And now you can know for sure that having already done it, he will now simply I'm trying to think the right word. Invest that into you. Again, share with you your humanity, one with his, overcoming humanity, and say, Rosie, Roxanne, Bill, John, Carol, I've already overcome this, and I will share that victory with you if you just trust me. Just surrender to me and trust me. I've already proven that in union with you, as you, you've already won this victory. I did it on your behalf. Now, I can share that with you. That's the wonder of it all. It's amazing. Jesus doesn't get anxious. Jesus isn't fearful. He has peace. He said, in him you have peace. So no matter what you're dealing with, what you're facing, you can simply surrender to and thank him for the fact that he has peace about this, because he's already overcome it. And he can now share that overcoming experience with you in this moment. That's the good news. That's the mediation of Christ, him mediating his life, the God's life, to us. So tomorrow we'll talk a bit more about our mediation He mediates us to God. But that's amazing stuff to me, you know? Every uncertainty that you're facing, He's already done it and overcome, and gladly shares that with you now. You're one with the overcomer. You don't have to try to overcome. The overcomer's already in you, wanting to share with you that experience. That's why in Him you have peace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.